This is Inquiring Minds Cyber News for the 4th of April, 2025. User blocking as a cybersecurity measure. Security services implement user blocking to mitigate online attack risks by responding to suspicious activities and protecting sensitive information. Ransomware attack compromises data at Highline Public Schools. Highline Public Schools in Seattle faced a ransomware attack on September 7, 2024, resulting in the breach of sensitive personal, financial, and medical data of individuals associated with the district. Cyber attacks on U.S. and U.K. utilities highlight critical vulnerabilities. Over 60% of water and electricity firms in the U.S. and U.K. faced cyber attacks in the past year, with significant incidents linked to state-sponsored groups, underscoring the urgent need for enhanced cybersecurity measures. Crush FTP vulnerability allows unauthorized access through authentication bypass. A critical authentication bypass vulnerability in Crush FTP, tracked as CVE-2025-31161 and CVE-2025-2825, enables remote attackers to gain unauthorized access to unpatched systems, posing significant security risks. Kokette exploits Russian bulletproof hosting to distribute malware. The cyber threat actor Kokette is using the services of Proton66, a Russian bulletproof hosting provider, to distribute malware disguised as legitimate software through a fraudulent website promoting a fake antivirus product. For more details on these and other stories, visit Inquiring Minds Cyber News at inquiringminds.com/cybernews.